say it!
That was Jason Tatum.
Is that what he wanted him to say?
I don't know what he wanted him to say. He wanted him to say something.
Just say something.
He wouldn't
this
pick
weird.
A West Coast team. Yeah,
it was like Tom Curran. Long pause. Say something.
Plus, it was a Curran-esque long pause. It certainly was. But yeah, that was the tail end. It was really a very fluffy Jimmy Fallon sit down there with Jason Tatum. He talked a lot about his new book. About the toddler who dunks or whatever. It's
loosely based on Deuce.
You can guess who it's about. It seems like a nice little kid's book. I'm sure I'm going to be getting copies of it sent to me by my aunts and uncles and things like that at some point around the holidays. But that to the side for a minute. He did talk a little basketball, and he was asked about the Knicks, and he said the Knicks might win a few more games this year than they did last year. He asked who was going to be the MVP. Who was going to be the MVP of the league? He said, can I say myself? I think Jason Tatum would be the MVP this year. It's a very political award. It could be his turn, right? Sure. He just won the championship. That gives you a little cachet. Certainly. I mean, I don't know if he's going to have the numbers to back it up, but I think sometimes it happened with Embiid a couple years ago. It was his turn, so he ended up getting the MVP. I think Tatum could certainly be in the mix for that, and he had asked him who was going to be in the NBA Finals this year. He said the Celtics, and then after a long Tom E. Curran-esque pause, said a rematch of the Dallas Mavericks. And that got me thinking about the Celtics' path to the finals and their opponent in the finals last year and how charmed it really was. Like, I mean, it really was a charmed path. And not to take anything away from it,
you win the
championship, you're the champs, and you had a great summer, and all that's fine. Although the summer did get a little overshadowed by this sale of the team thing, which I also want to get to. But it was a very, very, I mean, you had no Giannis, you had no Jimmy Butler even, you had no half the guys on the Knicks all
Donovan
ended up
Mitchell.
Getting hurt. Donovan Mitchell was out.
Halliburton was out.
Yeah, it was every single
team. Why are we doing this? We're diminishing a victory. What are we doing?
Well, no, I'm just saying, if they get to the Dallas Mavericks in the finals again, I would consider that pretty fortunate, wouldn't you?
Sure.
If they get to avoid the Wolves, or they get to avoid the Nuggets, even the Phoenix Suns, you know, as a team I'm a little bit more scared of than the Dallas Mavericks. I just think that would be, if they get another, and maybe this is just what the NBA and the rest of the league is going to be for them, because they were a team that stayed healthy, and that's not a small thing. You know, you had all these other superstars going down with injuries. The only Celtic injury was Porzingis, and they barely even missed him.
Yeah. The one thing I would say about Dallas is if they get to the finals 2 years in a row, doesn't that mean they're pretty good?
Yeah.
I mean, on paper, like, whatever you think of them.
They got a little lucky, too. I mean, it's just,
no, they did.
Yeah.
They absolutely did. But are they going to get lucky again, or do you just say, well, maybe they're the best team in the West? Yeah, the Celtics absolutely. First of all, the Tatum thing you said. There was a period of time last year where it was like, could he win the MVP? Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, I mean, he's the best player on the best team.
Right.
And that whole thing. So that gets you in the conversation right there. Best player on the best team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jason Kidd would be like, you sure about that? You sure he's the best player on that team?
I think you would be like that, too.
I would.
Yeah.
We can have that conversation long and often at any point you want.
I think we will.
We will, indeed, here on the afternoon show.
And with host one and host two. Host two thinks this thing about Jaylen Brown, but host one disagrees.
Okay, so 860 calls us idiots, basically. He wanted him to say L.A., duh. So I guess maybe that was the implication there. I didn't, you know. It is L.A.
Is that where Fallon?
No, it's in New York.
Yeah, it's a New York thing. He's a Knicks guy. He's at all the Knicks games. He doesn't want him to say L.A.
Well, then screw you, 860.
Yeah, shut up, 860.
And by the way, 603, while I'm on the text machine, Hart, how about you pay attention? They were triple-teaming Kincaid all day.
Yeah, Hart, pay attention.
Guess what? I didn't watch that game. I was busy watching the Patriots and then doing a post-game show, and there is no way in hell they were triple-teaming Dalton Kincaid all day. I have seen very, very few triple teams in my life watching NFL football. That's not how it works. Hello.
Okay, it would make sense that they were able to come back from such a big deficit if there was three defenders on
one guy. No wonder Allen was running.
No wonder.
Why are y'all running with that guy?
Wow.
I'll just run here.
Literally everybody else in the team's wide open. This is amazing. They're really focused on this Kincaid guy. That's
Jack Wagon.
I didn't really watch
Thanks
the game either, so I don't know if it's true or not. He might be right. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Celtics, I think, are going to be favorites all year long to repeat. I think they're going to be favorites. They're not going to get knocked off unless they have a slew of injuries like you read about, and I don't see that happening. This team's very well conditioned. They're in good shape. They're all still pretty young. There's no reason to think that this team can't go back out there and do what they just did, except for the fact that they kept everybody. You know, I still, as much as I like to see everyone get paid and, you know, a good team get brought back and not have to make big decisions like that, part of me, like, you're going down the whole bench, and you're bringing back Luke Kornet, and you're bringing back Peyton Pratt. I mean, the whole everybody. Sam Hauser's back with a new deal. It got a little ridiculous, I feel like, at points this offseason.
Yes. The one question is Porzingis, right?
Right.
The biggest question. I thought I saw, was that on the back page of the Herald today, or was that just something I saw digitally? I don't know. But that's obviously a question that's going to trickle into the regular season. Mm-hmm. But I almost don't care, right? Like, they're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be one of the top seeds. Get him healthy and get him ready to go next spring so that he gets some time to knock some rust. I really don't care how long it takes for him to get back on the court. I think the biggest issues this team faces are the ones we've always talked about that we thought we put to bed, but then seemingly this whole Olympic thing put back on the forefront. And that is the dynamic between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the star power on this team and who the alpha is, who Batman is, who Robin is. You know, I had some crazy conspiracy theories about why Jaylen Brown may or may not have been left off the Olympic team and that it may or may not have involved Jason Tatum. Then Jason Tatum goes out and basically Steve Kerr craps all over him as a star. And now is Jason Tatum going to be looking to prove something? Is that the best thing for him? Also, there's this little weird thing. The guy can't shoot anymore. He's the best player on the best team. He suddenly can't shoot a basketball.
Yeah.
And that's a legit issue. That has kind of been whistled past the graveyard-esque type thing.
Kind of, yeah. I mean,
he can't shoot anymore.
It's not a huge sample size, but it did bleed into the Olympics, and it is sort of something you look at and go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
I don't know that we've ever talked about the yips in relation to basketball.
Mm. It's hard to call it the yips when you win the championship, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
But is it a possibility that suddenly, like, shooting is in his head? Shooting is a problem? Shooting, because by all accounts, he couldn't shoot in any of the Olympic stuff he did. Practices, scrimmages, the whole damn thing. He couldn't shoot over there. So it was a continuation of his shooting issues. And
French rims.
Maybe. if Jason Tatum can't shoot, that's a problem. Because you know he's going to shoot a lot, right?
Definitely.
And then that's going to become an issue with other players on the team. Like, hey, maybe mix in a pass every once in a while so we can shoot because you lost it. If he's Rick Ankiel and he can't play anymore at the position he's supposed to play, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. And something that they'll have to deal with. That could be another thing that maybe knocks him off course a little bit. Even if Tatum does take a bit of a dip in his shooting, this is the type of team that I think could handle that. You know, like he's their best player, I think. But I also think when you have a two-headed monster of wings like that and two very good guards who can both shoot threes and a big who can shoot threes and guys who come off the bench and can do different things, you're not talking about when, like, Jokic is out for the Nuggets. You know, you're not talking about when Giannis is out for the Bucks. I think that's something that maybe they don't win the championship, but they still are a very dangerous team, even if Tatum's a percentage of what he was.
Tatum shot 28.3% from three the entire playoffs, and they still only lost three games.
That's not very good.
Well,
but they still only lost three games.
Yeah, you know why?
That's what I mean. That's because they were able to withstand it.
I can tell you why. His name is Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown didn't shoot great in the finals.
There's a reason he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and the NBA Finals MVP. Because he was the MVP. He was the best player in the team at that point.
Because he was a little bit better than Jason Tatum.
And my concern with Jason Tatum isn't the physical or even, like, point drop off if he continues to struggle shooting. It's how does that work within the dynamic of the team? Is he still considered the guy that takes the last shot? Because his other sneaky thing is he can get to the rim anytime he wants.
Right.
He doesn't always finish consistently.
Jaylen Brown ended up being the guy getting the ball at the end of the games in the playoffs.
Are we going to do that again? And how will Tatum take that?
I say do that as long as it works.
And that's why I just said I think the biggest question with this team is the one we thought we put to bed the second they won the title. That Brown-Tatum relationship, right? Like he was saying, what they going to say now?
Right.
What they going to say is, I still have questions because of the Olympics and because of your shooting. That's what they going to say now.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. When we come back, we'll continue with our Celtics conversation here. However, I feel like, and you may disagree, Andy, but I feel like the big portion of the Celtics offseason and all of the championship stuff ever since the announcement about Wick Grosbeck and really his father selling the team, I feel like that's really overshadowed a lot of the celebration here as they were still picking up confetti off the streets when that got announced. So we'll get into all of that. We'll get into the status of where all this is. We had the big Courtney Cox bomb a couple days ago and have not had any follow-up on it from anyone. So I'm interested in your thoughts on that as well and your calls at 617-779-7937. Quick break. We're right back.